This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, book reviewer Sarah Bagby looks at a novel that lasts a lifetime.
The number 7 can provide structure. The days of the week, the colors of the rainbow, a musical scale. There are 7 chakras of Hinduism and 7 requests in the Lord's Prayer. For ancient Egyptians, it symbolizes eternal life, a complete cycle, a dynamic perfection. And of course, 7 is a lucky number. Lucky for us, John Boyne, in 7-year cycles, achieves dynamic perfection in his brilliantly immersive novel, The Heart's Invisible Furies. Cyril Avery is born in 1945 in Dublin, after his unwed mother has been dragged from her village church, instructed never to return. When we pick up Cyril 7 years later, he has been adopted by Maud, a cynical novelist, and Charles, an elusive charmer and sometimes jailbird because of his shady business dealings. Cyril adapts to a lonely life in boarding school. 7 years later, now 14, he is living with secret longings because of his sexuality. Life passes as it does, and Boyne checks in on Cyril every 7 years, at 21, 28, 35, and so on. In 1987, living his best life in New York City with his doctor partner, tragedy strikes. He moves back to Dublin, and one wonders how he can get up in the morning. But get up he does for many, many more years. Because of the epic scope of this novel, the eccentricity of the wide cast of characters, the humor and heartbreak, the 550 pages read effortlessly, like blood flowing through your veins. Boyne dedicates this novel, his 15th book, to John Irving, and John Irving should be very, very proud. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.